WRCS Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. When Bryce Terang homered with the bases filled yesterday against the Chicago Cubs, it was Milwaukee's fifth grand slam in eight games. The Blast highlighted a seven-run fourth inning in the Brewers' 7-1 victory. Starter Freddie Peralta claimed his sixth win, combining with Jacob Junis on a two-hitter. Christian Yelich also went deep with one on board, also in the fourth. It was the second grand slam for Terang in the last five games. While most of Major League Baseball is off today, the Brewers are right back at it in action with a four-game series at Colorado starting this evening. Bryce Wilson starts the first game of that series, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:40, and the pregame will start at around 7:05. Also, there was only two other games in the majors today. One is still has to be played, and the other is final. And the final of the game, that one of the games that was played today, it was the Astros defeating the Blue Jays by a score of 3-1. And then later on at 5:45, it will be the Nationals hosting the Mets. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell is off the injured list and ready to make his season debut after missing 3 months with a fractured left index finger. The NL Central leading Brewers also have optioned infielder Tyler Black to AAA Nashville and designated infielder Owen Miller for assignment before opening a four-game series at Colorado. Mitchell was on a rehabilitation assignment with Nashville for much of June and batted .318 with a .404 on-base percentage, 4 homers, 10 RBIs, and 4 steals in 12 games. The Home Run Derby is altering its format. This year's event limits the number of pitches each hitter can face in each round and changes the setup of its opening round. Each hitter will get either 3 minutes or 40 pitches in the opening round and semifinals. Hitters will get 2 minutes or 27 pitches in the championship round. The top 4 hitters from the opening round will advance to the semifinals. The previous format had hitters competing in one-on-one quarterfinal, semifinal, and championship matchups. The Home Run Derby is July 15th at Arlington, Texas. It looks like the Bucks front office is ready and willing to part with valuable pieces to improve the team's NBA roster. Yahoo Sports and Hoops Hype both say other league executives believe Milwaukee will make players like Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis available in high-profile deals. Most of the early talk has centered on veteran center Brook Lopez. Connaughton looked like the most likely trade candidate due to his modest $9.4 million contract. If it happens, it means the Bucks are ready to increase minutes for players like A.J. Green, Marlon Beaucamp, and Andre Jackson Jr. Luka Doncic and Giannis Antetokounmpo are about to get one last chance at reaching the Paris Olympics. Same goes for Domantas Sabonis and Nikola Vukovic. And Rudy Fernandez is about to get his shot at making history. The last 4 spots in the 12-team Olympics men's basketball field for the Paris Games starts getting decided on Tuesday with the beginning of winner-take-all qualifying tournaments in Spain, Latvia, Puerto Rico, and Greece. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.